Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a story from Eric J. Baker's blog on WordPress. And here is Dating Advice versus Writing Advice. Which is worse for your self-esteem? Hey, this new thing came out the other day ago, and it's called the Internet. You should get one. The Internet offers four things. The chance to insult people anonymously, porn, Photoshop celebrities, and relationship talk. All of which, when swirled in that crazy blender known as your brain, conspires to foster body image anxiety and ruin your self-esteem. In real life, you prioritize. Your house is burning down equals important. The creepy guy across the street who lives in his mom's basement and never talks to anyone equals not important. On the internet, however, everything is your house burning down. If some anonymous creepy guy who lives in his mom's basement says, via an online comment, that you look like a squid, then, oh my God, people think you look like a squid. If a love and relationships columnist makes a generalized statement about attractiveness, you expect her to come up with actual content? She's on a deadline. Then that statement applies to everyone all the time. I'm glad the internet did not yet exist when I was a wee, insecure lad. Instead of blundering through my adolescence oblivious to all my shortcomings, I would have discovered just how unappealing I really am. For example, it has come to my attention, thanks to the internet, that body hair below the neck is disgusting. Thank you, Pierce Brosnan, for wallowing in repulsiveness with me all these years. You've been like a brother. I've also learned that my speaking voice is a whole note too high. That's only about 1/6 of an octave, but the ladies want what they want. It turns out they want blue eyes as well, not the brown ones currently soiling my skull holes like sad circles of fetid mud. And of course, at 5'9", I am 2 inches too short to ever get a ride on the love train. I actually read this matter-of-fact statement online last year. Men under 5'11", who are not considered attractive. What's cool about the internet, the vast amount of information available at a single click, is also one of its problems. Your mind can't process it all, and it blurs together. If 51% of people think something, that majority turns to 100% in our heads. Yeah, probably more than half the women out there would rule me out because of my height, but there are over 3 billion women in the world. I applied the Barry Manilow approach to dating my whole life without even realizing it. Barry Manilow didn't care that 95% of the Western Hemisphere mocked him in the 1970s. He focused on the 5% that loved him and ended up selling 80 million albums. Writing advice works the same way. We are bombarded with it daily. Admittedly, a self-induced affliction for most of us bloggers. And read way more of it than we can possibly soak up. The sum of all this advice, once it forms an opaque, gelatinous substance in our minds, is that we need to be the perfect writer, the one who hits every possible style and substance point with each sentence. Nothing less than total awesomeness will do. Rather discouraging, isn't it, to try and please everyone? If someone hopes to fit a fictional beauty standard that is attractive to 100% of the population, he is going to end up a hopeless wreck with shattered self-confidence. One doesn't need to attract everybody, just somebody who appreciates the combination of quirks and qualities that make him unique. Fair warning, you may have to meet 50 people before you find that one. Now consider that your reach as a writer is rather broader than your reach as a potential romantic partner. If 1 out of 50 potential readers appreciate your quirks and qualities that make your writing unique, you'll end up with a successful story. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening, and next week we'll have another Does This Happen to You? Moment.